But when the false ego comes in and we become covered over by not following the process, which just happens quickly, doesn't it? Forgetting Krishna can happen really quickly. We know it in a day. And if you look at your 24-hour day, at where your mind goes, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It can go all kinds of places, can it? In 24 hours, in 5 minutes, it can go all kinds of places. But so when we don't follow the process the Prabhupada gave us, then we become a little dull and our ideas become very prominent and our will sometimes really gets prominent and we get a little weak and we can forget Krishna quickly. So he gave us this process. He said, it's glorious. Please take it. Make it your life. This life goes by so quickly. I know when you're a teenager, it seems like forever, between 1 year and the next. But, even for you, you're in your mid-30s now, you're in your early 30s, doesn't it go by fast? It really does.
Especially when you have children.
And when you're children, and the more you have, the more, I think that's another number too, yeah. It does. We measure time differently, each one of us, but it really does. I'm almost 70 years old, 69 years old, and I'm just 68. All right, I'm 2 years off 70. And it goes fast. That's all I can say. I was 25, and it seems like, just a few days ago. Just shoots by. Mm. But we want to commit. We want to get to the big commit word. How do we get to the big commit word? Hear nicely. Try to associate with people that are more advanced than we are. Put time into the process of self-realization. Look at it. Well, how am I doing? Where can I be better? What do I need to make stronger? And, just baby step by baby step, go to the goal. And it's the peace formula. It's this, Leela just said it this morning, it's the path of freedom. We're all looking for freedom, aren't we? In the material world, they have a song that says, "Let freedom ring." So we want that freedom. But actually, we're bound up like almost in shackles, almost as if we're shackled down by material consciousness. There is no freedom better than the freedom of Krishna consciousness. And sometimes when devotees so-called loop or they get weak and they go away and leave the process, they're almost always looking for some kind of freedom, separate from Krishna. Where they don't have to do the Krishna rules. So, yeah, it's a very wonderful process. We have the most wonderful guides. We have support systems everywhere if we just know where to look for them. But sometimes it's said we don't, but we actually do. And so, now you can ask me questions if there's any.